8.1.
Hello and welcome to 15 Minutes to Fabulous, the cookery show that tells you how to prepare a dish in just a quarter of an hour. Just because you're in a rush, it doesn't mean you have to live on ready meals. This is fast food, but home style. I'm Marcus Flint, and our guest chef today is Annie Mitchell, with a quick dish that's suitable for all the family. Annie.
Thanks, Marcus. Yes, today we have cheesy pasta with spinach.
Sounds good. So, what do we need and how many people will it feed?
OK, this is a dish for four people and here's what you need. One medium onion, peeled and chopped. 200 grams of spinach, washed and finely chopped. 450 grams of pasta. About 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, a little butter, a handful of basil leaves, and about 100 grams of grated cheese.
Right, so what do we do first?
First thing is to get the pasta cooking. So we need a large saucepan of boiling salted water. In with the pasta. And that will take about 12 minutes to cook. Remember, don't overcook pasta or it will be soggy and horrible. Next, we heat the oil and butter in a frying pan over a medium heat and add the onions. Fry gently for about 5 minutes until soft and golden. Now our spinach. Turn the heat down and then add the spinach to the frying pan. Mix it gently with the onions until it cooks down. It takes only a couple of minutes.
So you don't need to boil or steam the spinach first?
No, if you do that, you lose some of the flavour and the lovely green colour. And if you cook it straight in the pan, you don't lose any of the vitamins.
Okay, right.
And finally, drain the pasta really well. You don't want it to be watery. Add the pasta to the onion and spinach and mix well. Finally, add in the cheese and the basil leaves and give one final stir. And there you have it, cheesy pasta with spinach. Come and try it, Marcus.
That's really tasty. A great dish for vegetarians too.
That's right. Of course, you could change some of the ingredients, add a few olives and some garlic. And if you can't live without meat or fish, add a bit of chicken or maybe some prawns to the onions and fry gently. It's just so versatile.
Great to see you, Annie, and thanks for your recipe, which you can find on the 15 Minutes to Fabulous website.